Now, we want to find out a little bit about life in Nepal. And first of all, I'm going to ask James and Sandra, why do you live in Nepal and what do you do there?
Why do we live in Nepal? A bunch of years ago, God spoke to each of us individually and said, I want you to work in another country. And then when we met at Bible school, it became clear that Nepal was the right place for us. So in the year 2000, we flew out there and we've been living there more or less ever since. What are we doing there? My job, I should have a little bit of paper with me. Because my job at the moment, we're working with the International Nepal Fellowship, which is a training and development organization. No, it's not. It's health and development, I'm sorry. But my role is then training and developing the staff to make them more stronger and better able to do their job well. So I'm helping to train particularly new Christian leaders. Yeah.
Great. Now, some of you may not know where Nepal is. It's on here. Just about here, just north of India, is marked with a black ring. But so that you can see that properly, this is going to move around the congregation. And there are some questions on here. So if it stops with you at an appropriate time, just tear a question off and Jill, who's well prepared with the microphone, will come round and you can ask the family the question that's on here. So Nepal, here you come. So if you can just toss it around. Well, you can ask the first question if you like, John.
John, you're a good one. Which
one? Oh, on that one.
Yeah,
it's on,
I think.
Right.
But which bit? Oh, it's already on, isn't it? No?
Yeah,
it's on. Okay, which bit are you talking?
Hello.
If you pull it off the globe.
Right, this is the best question of all. Are there any McDonald's in Nepal, pal?
No.
Okay, toss it behind. Just pull one off.
Yeah, eating cow is an absolute no-no. But we are the cow-eating religion, they say. So, no, there's absolutely no beef allowed in Nepal.
Yes.
Okay, what is your favourite Nepali food?
What's your favourite food?
Chapatis.
Yeah, they eat a lot of dal bhat, which is rice and lentils, but David's favourite is the chapatis.
Great. Yeah. Perhaps we'll throw it over this side now. Throw it over that side. There you go. Pull a question off.
Do you have a television?
No.
How many children go to David's school and how many teachers are there?
Two teachers.
15 children, two teachers. What sort of things make Nepalese people laugh the most?
I think when we start dancing, they laugh most. And Nepalese love to dance, especially at, any kind of party, but especially at Christmas. And we're always dragged in, pulled in to dance, but we're not very good at it.
Can you go swimming anywhere near home?
Yes.
Is it a swimming pool or is it a river?
In where we used to live in Phuket, we went swimming in the river. during the hot season. But now in Pokhara, there are swimming pools often attached to a hotel or something. So there are a couple of swimming pools there.
The family have recently moved to Pokhara, so it's quite a change from where you've been for a few years.
Are there lots of Christians in Nepal?
It's a difficult question to answer because there are statistics posted, but the Christians want to say that there's lots and the Hindus want to say that there's not very many, so who knows how many there really are. But the number is certainly growing and the church has grown fast over the last few years. So yes, there's about 2.5-3% is a guess.
How do you get to work and school? By foot.
You walk to school.
Yeah, you walk to school.
How long does it take?
Yeah, you walk to school.
30 minutes walking to school.
Yeah, and I go up to my office is at the other end of town, so if I go by bus, this takes half an hour sometimes, or I go my motorbike, and then it's only 20 minutes.
In this country, if you live 5 minutes away from the school, you get a lift with mum.
Yeah.
The globe needs to go over that side after this question.
Are there any dangerous animals or creatures in your part of Nepal?
Tigers. Sometimes there are some leopards and tigers.
Ooh.
And snakes. And scorpions.
Quite a lot then.
Thankfully we haven't met too many of them.
Yes, is that? Nepali, thank you. Can you speak Nepali? Thank you, Jill.
Ali Ali.
This means a little. Yep. Yeah. Abi Deri Bolni Deri Nepali Bolna Sakta. We can speak Nepali. Sandra's Nepali is definitely the best. It's far better than mine. But yeah, we can speak a bit. And they often find it very funny when we speak Nepali. That's another thing that makes them laugh.
Thank you, Jeff. Excellent. Thanks very much for that. Thank you. Just before you go, Jill's going to lead us in prayer for the family.
Lord, we thank you for James and Sandra and their family. Thank you for the work that they do in Nepal and that they could come to tell us about it today. Thank you for Sam, the newest member of their family. Help him to continue to grow big and strong. We pray that David and Tom would be good big brothers and that Katie would enjoy being a good big sister to him. Please help Sandra to have some rest this summer and recover from a very tiring few months. We pray that when they return to Nepal, the children would settle in well to their schools and their friendships, and that James's work would go well, that he'd make good progress without it being too demanding on him. We pray that there will be enough money for all the projects that INF want to do to help people. We pray for the government that it would be more stable and that there would be less arguing and strikes so that ordinary people can live in peace. And we pray that through the work of INF, many Nepali people would learn about your love and know your healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.